This is WSKG News. A group of people congregated for a ribbon-cutting ceremony at the brand-new Mercy House in Endicott. Sarah Gager attended the grand opening yesterday and has this report.
Cheers came as the ribbon was cut and people filed into the newly renovated space. Mercy House now inhabits the old St. Casimir's Church. It retains some of its old features, like the stained glass and the heavy timber beams, but now it houses 10 rooms for terminally ill people to call home. The shelter will provide spiritual care and Lourdes will make visits to provide hospice care. This is not a medical facility, and it doesn't feel like one. It feels very comfortable. The windows look out onto the street and make you feel as if you're standing in your own home. Lisa Sokol used to attend St. Casimir's Church. She had her first communion here, she was confirmed here, and she got married here.
Right where we're standing right now used to be the cry room where the little babies used to come with the parents.
Tears welled up in her eyes as she spoke about her old church's new intent.
It's a little emotional to come in here and see the church used in such a purposeful way.
And it just so happens Lisa Sokol is already a hospice volunteer and is excited at the opportunity to volunteer here, too. Mercy House intends to serve residents of the Southern Tier who are most in need, like patients without family at home to provide this kind of care. They hope to house 160 people a year. For WSKG News, I'm Sarah Gager.